12 Rants of Christmas Neatcast brought to you. Mike bitching about something new.
That was way more solid than I thought it was going to be.
I was all nervous about the intro, and Mark just had it fucking locked and loaded. Just ready to go.
I'm so impressed.
Damn. But anyway, welcome to the first episode of our 12 Rants of Christmas, our little Neatcast advent calendar.
Or maybe like the 8th, depending on how editing goes.
But for our first rant of Christmas, I wanted to talk about, maybe It's Cold Outside gets a lot of flack for being a problematic Christmas song, but I think that we need to go farther, because I think there are a ton of problematic Christmas songs, and I want to talk about them.
Jingle Bells.
All right.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. There's a lot that you probably didn't think were going to be problematic on this list, but I'm going to explain to you why. Okay.
Hot take. Grandma was murdered.
Oh, no, that one's fine.
That's a hit job.
Grandma was jaywalking, and she got what she deserved. I brought this up on the last episode of Evan Cultured, where we did Jingle All the Way, that movie. We mm-hmm. fermented it.
Yeah, you guys went really hard in the fucking Al-Qaeda jokes.
Perfect for Christmas.
I'm on the side of the road on a blue-collar job, pulling my collar like, oh.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. The entire song is just a sick ploy for figgy pudding. Listen to the lyrics. The first verse is just getting the "We wish you a Merry Christmas" out of the way, and then just begging for figgy pudding for the rest of the song.
Yeah, so it's every extended relative ever, but nobody wants figgy pudding.
What actually is figgy pudding?
Let's look it up. Let's look it up while we're here.
Yeah, look up figgy pudding.
Mark, do you have figgy pudding? Because my mouse doesn't work.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh, dear God.
By the look on your face, it looks delicious.
I don't want it.
What is it? Screen share.
It's not pudding. It's like fruitcake.
Oh, God. That looks like a dog shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, who's begging for punishment?
Why are you being so demanding for this? Now bring us some spongy bullshit.
This looks like brownies left in the oven too long. Oh, God, look at all that bullshit in it.
Oh, God, too many ingredients to make a big pile of shit.
Yeah, unless it's eggs and mix and put in the oven for 30 minutes, you can fuck off.
Take mixing bowl, blast diarrhea. Put in oven at 400 degrees.
It does have rum and cognac in it.
Okay, never mind. I love figgy pudding. Now no. I see why they wanted it.
Okay.
No, just
keep going.
There's too much superfluous shit.
Okay. Walking in a winter wonderland? Who is Parson Brown and why do so many children want to marry him?
Hold on. Read the lyric.
In the meadow, we could build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. We'll say, "Are you married?" He'll say, "No, man. But you can do the job when you're in town."
So you want him to do the job.
Parson Brown. Right. Wait, who is Parson Brown?
Okay, parson is another word for pastor, which
okay,
is even more
so
concerning.
We solved all the more mysteries concerned. Here. On both ends of the spectrum.
So a pastor is taking advantage of neighborhood children, and you're just okay with it?
Well, you took care of the dark end of the spectrum, yes. But also, he can marry underage kids so they can get a divorce later.
Oh, you know what? That makes it perfect. Nothing problematic here.
Yeah, exactly. The best time to get married is when you're super horny and can't think of the future.
The next one, I mean, we don't even have to talk about this much. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, only after he's commoditized by Santa do the other reindeer love him.
Well, yeah, he's useful now.
Yeah.
Yeah, before then he was a freak.
Welcome to communist North Pole.
Didn't you always, like, ever hate your kids until they became useful?
Exactly. I'm still waiting for the day.
Oh, wait, no. He can be light. Put him in front of sled.
When my first daughter was born, the nurse looked at me really funny when I was like, "Look at our tax deduction."
Rudolph is no longer your nose. It's our nose.
Also,
you share with the world.
Yes?
I could be wrong on this, but I believe that Rudolph's power would be bullshit, and it'd be less than useful in the fog because it would just
make the fog red.
Right. Yeah, that's not, yeah,
pretty much.
It's really not that helpful.
Actually, it's harder to see now. Rudolph, get the fuck off the sled.
No, with Rudolph in the fog, all Santa can do is play heavy metal music. It's like,
I know. Imagine just you just see something moving in a red fog over your house on Christmas Eve. Oh my God.
Yeah, if he went over Mississippi, he'd be shot immediately. What the hell?
Next, this song I found out is just called The Christmas Song, but it's a song that has the line, for kids from 1 to 92. Okay, so fuck 93 and up, I guess.
Betty White's sitting at home right now going, this is bullshit.
Imagine you're listening to this with your 93-year-old grandma and have to look her in the eyes. Imagine she's on her deathbed.
Yeah, guess you're not a kid anymore, loser.
And old fucks from 93 to whenever they die.
This song was written when life expectancy was a lot shorter.
The medieval ages, when everyone died at 40.
Mark's right. When they wrote this song, they're like, nobody will ever live to 92.
Oldest person alive was 87.
Yeah, and that was some Chinese master.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Anyone else find this fucking creepy?
Yeah,
this is some creepy stalker shit.
I almost bit through my lip.
What about when I'm at Pornhub, Santa?
Living in an elf on the shelf society, I actually don't find that one so creepy because I've outsourced my parenting to a small stuffed toy at this point.
That elf sees some shit.
He just has Vietnam flashbacks and his little elf eyes. 12 Days of Christmas. I'm sorry, this hits a little close to home as we named this series after it. But, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking. Sounds like human slavery to me. If those are gifts.
Wait.
I mean,
I think maybe human trafficking is going on.
How far did you go with this?
I did not see
that one. I'm just saying!
What? How much weed did you smoke? Like, 9 ladies dancing all the time? What the fuck?
Do you think these ladies dancing were in Wayfair furniture?
We've already established that Christmas is a communist holiday.
But I want to wrap up with the original lyrics to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. These are, now I guess this was for a movie. It was sang originally by Judy Garland. I did not know this. But here are the original lyrics, which when they delivered them to the producers, I guess, they balled it up and threw it into, like, waste bin. Like, they were like, no, we can't use this.
As they should.
Okay, here are the original lyrics. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last.
What?
Next year we may all be living in the past. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Pop that champagne cork. Next year, we may all be living in New York. The worst possible outcome.
Oh, they said you're going to be living in hell?
I've heard that in New York, you can be a new man.
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
No good times like the olden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us no more. But at least we all will be together, if the Lord allows. From now on, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
That sounds like a threat.
This sounds like it was written by a realist.
This is a ransom note.
Yeah. Is Burl Ives threatening me?
Unless you give me $1 million, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
The original lyrics were written wrapped around a severed finger.
It came in through a brick on the window. With magazine clippings as the letters.
Police, someone has threatened me with a merry little Christmas.
They're saying I have to go to New York.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fine. You'll get to see the big tree, you know, with the lights.
All right, so that's our first rant. The first, and there's 11 more behind that. So I hope that wet your whistle. We need to find a way
like this
to end.
Should
these.
Be renamed the 12 Accusations of Christmas.
We need to find a way to end these. I don't know. You want to do a fa la 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 la
fa la 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 la. Bye.
On the first rant of Christmas, a neat cast gave to me
one Mike's ranting at a tree.
Wonderful. Beautiful.
If somebody wanted to talk about their inappropriate Christmas music, how would they tell us?
The Neatcast on TikTok. at the Kneecast Pod on Twitter, at Kneecast Pod on Instagram, at the Kneecast on Facebook.
Pa la 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 la.
Flawless and seamless.
Pa la 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 lawless.
All right.
See you next time.